I talked with Ben Bagdikian in Berkeley on August 19th, 2004. I asked him how the new media monopoly differs from the one he first wrote about in 1983.
First of all, they are more powerful in communications power and political power than in the past. Before, when I wrote the first edition back in 1983, the big companies were eager to get a monopolistic or dominant position in one medium, Gannett in newspapers and Hearst in magazines and so forth. Now they are dominant in all media, newspapers, radio, television, and books and movies. And that has been a development that has been growing in some way for some years. They have also had dealings with each other. They have joint ventures with each other. So they aren't, we don't have what is considered a usual capitalistic method of competing. They are a cartel. They deal with each other. No excuse for not regulating them in the public interest and not insisting that they do service to the locales where their studios are located has been that we have some new channels. We have multiple channels now, many more than in the past, and that is true. The problem is those new channels belong to the same companies. So they have greater power, and they are concentrated. They deal with each other both in business and in lobbying in the Congress. And they really control, with that power, what the great majority of Americans see and hear in news, in movies, in the formation of not just public opinion, but public values. And they have also dropped the veil of, we just give people what they want. We are neutral. We respond to what the public desires. Well, their politics are overwhelmingly right-wing. And when I say right-wing, I don't mean just conservative. A major of the big five, with the ad General Electric at six, is Fox, Murdoch's Fox. It is not just conservative, it is very right-wing. And that was always something that these people denied. Murdoch thinks that he's not right-wing, he's what the whole country should be. So that's their picture of what the middle will be. And in effect, we are reaching that point. Secondly, I think the veil was dropped when Disney, which owned Fahrenheit 9/11, through its subsidiary Miramax, produced this very effective movie, which showed the duplicity and the incompetence and the goals, real goals, of the Bush administration. They refused to show it. Now, it is not often that a major company puts millions of dollars into a film which is guaranteed to appeal to a very large part of the movie audience at a time of competition. It says we aren't going to show it. And that was clear because it would hurt Bush. There was a Middle West company that has 27 stations in 24 crucial Midwest states who said they would not show it or do anything with it because, and they said explicitly, it would hurt Bush. So we have a media that for decades had been claiming the big media to be neutral and to give the public what they want, and which is not. Because if you take the best surveys, the Pew survey and others, of what Americans identify themselves with politically, it is not right-wing. It is center, slightly conservative on one side, going on down the line, spectrum to right-wing. And then on to center liberal, although liberal now has lost its meaning, center progressive, and on with the great majority of Americans clustered around the middle, not the kind of extreme right wing that we are seeing in most of our major media companies. And that is producing a picture of the world which is edited, which is emphasized in order to make what is not true be true, because the public then is confused by seeing footage and cutting out of things that would indicate that what they're seeing and hearing is not what's actually happening.